But Joe, it was a nervy day for you. It was nice to get through that one, and I suppose at the end you probably didn't realise how easy it was going to be.
Yeah, Jesus. I suppose the week coming into it, you don't really know even what to think. It's probably a position neither us or Rowler thought we'd be at the start of the year. And I suppose to get, it's just pure feeling of relief at the end. Like, you don't even, I really feel sorry for Rowler there now, because to be put in that position after playing three or four games is very, very tough.
Yeah. And were you able to put your finger on why your performances were so inconsistent?
I suppose if you go back even to our league results, we probably weren't going as well in the league as we hoped we were. Missing so many lads between different county teams, football and hurling, it's not the reason for it, but it's definitely a contributing factor. So it's probably something we need to look at going forward, to try blend lads in or try get lads playing games as much as we can while they're away with county teams or while the league is on.
And in terms of the hurling, you know, you're a particular jewel county, they're capable of winning both. Do you see the benefit, Joe, from hurling week in, week out, and now switching to the football? Do you think it's a better format?
Oh yeah, definitely split season. Yeah, I'd be very much in favour of that. It is nice sometimes going from the football to hurling, because you can switch off from one to the other, but overall the benefits for the split season definitely outweigh it.
How did you approach today's game? I know John Myler is a very experienced manager. A lot of people have said a lot of things about John, but behind the scenes I think the work was excellent.
Yeah, it probably, to be honest, a lot of it came down to us. There was a lot of blame going around, but at the end of the day we looked at ourselves and seen where we could improve on the pitch. Like the Barrington match, the Ferns match and the Gorey match, we were gradually getting better. But training wise we looked at ourselves, seen where we could improve, and then a small bit of tactical stuff, but to be honest it all came down to our work rate. If you looked at the Barrington game, our tactical count wasn't high enough. Ferns, we were getting a small bit better. Gorey, we were getting better again. So probably only comes down to that. There's no real magic secret to it.
Yeah, I suppose maybe one of the problems, and it's a nice problem to have, is that you have such a selection headache.
Yeah, look, I suppose, I think I've seen it during the week there, that from the county final in 17, we're after losing five lads off that starting team. So this thing that we have a massive selection, like we definitely do, and we're blessed with talent, but sometimes applying that can be our problem. Losing anyone off a team is a massive loss, but to lose five off it is detrimental, I suppose, as we've seen.
Overall, there's a relief and release this evening, is there?
Yeah,
that's the ultimate feeling.
Yeah, look, I feel really bad for Owlert, what they've done for Wexford Hurling for the last, I think 94 we said was their first county final that they won. So what they've done since then for Wexford Hurling, like the players representing however many county finals won in a row, it's been brilliant. So to see them go down is genuinely a really, really feel for them.
And now you will be able to switch your focus to football, Kieran and the lads, and you'll give it a good shot. You know, we know how good you are at football, and you'll give it a good shot, and that comes back to what we spoke about earlier, Joe, the benefit now of being able to concentrate on football with the pressure off in the hurling front.
Yeah, last year we sort of had a small bit of run into the football, and this year we're same, so it'll be nice to sort of sit down and concentrate on the football now and put a small bit more emphasis on it, just you're not going week to week.
I know your cousin Barry is home from Australia. Yeah. Will he be able to play football with you?
I'm not sure. I actually don't know what his story is.
You're hoping. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, hoping. Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of a big man, isn't he?
Oh yeah, massive addition to it. So, odd to have anybody back after a stint away is brilliant. But to have Barry back, he's obviously after playing AFL, so it's brilliant.
Well done today, Joe, and the best of luck in the football.
So, thanks, William.